I was interested in. There was a difference between a gully and what they call a ravine or a ravine or a gully.
I don't know, a ravine, it may be something that's, I don't know, but I guess that's, you say something that's, I don't know, it's be man-made now, but that's something you don't hear usually. Yeah, that time when you figure these cities, you know, waterways, you know, but driving through, yeah, they, nothing but gullies.
They call gullies.
Just places where the water came down, the erosion, you know, washed the land, took the land, the soil away, and washed and cut those holes in, we call them.
So what has been eroded is known as a gully.
It's a gully, that's what they call a gully. That's what's left there, gully, eroded away, water. Passed over the soil and left those hollows and holes in it, we call them gullies.
The ravine then is not really, not just used.
That ain't a form term.
And then I'm wondering the difference between something smaller than a river, that the Hatchie River, and something smaller than that would be a.
Well, the spring, so I'm not mean, yeah, creek.
And then if you have a word for something smaller than a creek, how about this river?
Branch. That's what I'm saying. They got branch, they got the creeks. I guess that branch would be the next small. That's nothing but just a little kind of ditch or maybe because there's water passing through. It might not be no more than about 2 or 3 feet wide. Call it branches, and of course they got the bottoms. They call branch bottoms. You know, this little place where nothing but just small drainage runs through it. You know, it's flat land. They call them branch bottoms.
So the branch would be about as small as.
About as small as it.
How about different kinds of trees in the area?
Well, we have. Most of we got a lot of hardwood, you know, in this section. This is one of the greatest, if not the greatest hardwood selling to the world right through in here. And oak, all kinds of oak, white oak, different type of red oak, and hickory. And we got beech, birch, and
beach deal here.
Not a whole lot of it, but we find some. I mean, there's birch, and we find a poplar.
Is the poplar, what about this tulip tree?
Tulip, well,
is that a poplar or a magnolia? Or
I think that tulip, it must be, it's a. It's kind of probably it's more of a poplar tree than it would be a magnolia. But let's see what the rest do we have. Maple, we don't have a lot of maple. We find some maple. But our biggest trees of timber is oak, white oak. That's what we cut a whole lot. We send white oak and red oak. You take all those cross out there, that's what mostly. We find some gum. Yeah. That oak is what it's.
The reason they've got this Thai plant is that they harvest the oak around here. Is that the reason you have that Thai plant outside of town? That is a factory or mill that cuts ties.